Lady Sagan Pete.
All right, we're here for the Love Island catch up, and joined with us today, yes. I've got Sarah and then
Hello.
Jared from
hey,
Love
how you doing?
Island.
Hi,
mate,
Jared.
We're good. How are you since the walkout, the big walkout?
Yeah, no way. Going very good. It was definitely the right decision for me, and I'm so glad to be home. I was so homesick, and I couldn't wait to see all my family and friends. So just readjusting to regular life. It's a little bit quicker than being in the villa. So, it's been really good, and it was definitely the right decision for me, and absolutely no regrets. So.
And how do you feel about Jessie now?
Jessie's a lovely girl, and I've got there's no bad blood there or anything like mm-hmm. that. But, I was just obviously disappointed with how it all turned out, because I would have loved to see.
We were disappointed
things,
as well.
Yeah, I would love to, see where things would have gone. But, that's right. That's just how it goes. But, no, she's a lovely girl, and I wish her and Todd all the best with everything they've got going on. Hopefully they can maybe take it out, yeah.
Once the villa, it all wraps up, do you think you'll contact her?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, we'll have a chat. We're going to have a bit of a catch up with everyone. In a couple of weeks in the Gold Coast, which will be a wild time,
that'll be fun.
Sure. So, it'll be great to see everyone. And like I said, it's even if you did have a little bit of bad blood with mm-hmm. anyone, it's such a unique experience that only you guys know. So, mm-hmm. I can't wait to see everyone and chat all about it and just debrief about the whole thing,
We watch the show and we come in here every day, and it's easy for us to really criticise and to break down exactly what people we think they're doing.
Yep.
Are people playing the game in there? Because, there is a $50,000 at the end, and when we're trying to figure out, is this the truth? Are they actually into this person?
It's the sort of thing, though, that you can really tell when somebody is being, genuine on there, and if they're, just saying things for the camera, if they're actually feeling it, because you can't be on 24 hours a day. You can't be thinking, I've got to be saying this, I've got to be doing it like this. Mm-hmm. It's just all going to fall apart and becomes very obvious. But you do only see the tip of the iceberg in an episode of what goes on throughout the whole day. The actual big drama stuff is not on there. So,
really?
I've watched a couple episodes and gone, well, they didn't put this bit in and that bit.
We were wondering that.
Yeah, so
you
see the tip of the iceberg with actually what's going on.
Yeah.
I think it is a little bit tricky to make assumptions and stuff just seeing what's on an episode.
Well, because we thought that about Adam and Katia, because they seem so strong. We thought maybe there were cracks earlier, but they just didn't mm-hmm. show us that.
Yeah. They were pretty good. It seemed to be at about the week two-ish that all the mm-hmm. couples would start to sort of fall on over.
Yeah.
Just because it would be the point where, you're with each other 24 hours a day, you're talking about your emotions constantly, you're building that bond, that friendship. And then obviously the next step is to, probably get a more so, physical, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the next progression for the mm-hmm. relationship. And it's a really weird environment with, 40, 50 cameras, whatever there is in there watching you, and there's everyone around. So it's sort of almost, all the relationships would get a little bit stalled at about that 2 week mark mm-hmm. and they'd sort of fall on over a little bit.
That's like one of the biggest questions that we have, because we had been questioning if people are having sex in the villa or in the hideaway until I want to say that we saw Margarita and Blake, and it seemed very obvious.
Yes,
to
exactly.
the viewer that they had sex. Is it going on within the villa?
Well, as far as I know, no, it wasn't.
Just and Duna dancing.
It was, I think it was more just sort of insinuated under the sheets what's kind of going on.
Yeah.
But, as far as I knew, nobody else did from the time that I was in there. But, definitely it was pretty obvious. I made it pretty
she
obvious.
She really jumped in there.
Going, yeah, right,
even last night when they were choosing the couples, they were like, they've been the most freak, under the sheets. So mm-hmm. they must have.
And they've been around for 5 minutes. Everybody else has been in there for, 30, 40 days and got absolutely nothing. And
so
there's cameras
funny.
In the toilets and everything. You can't be doing anything. You can't
be
doing anything.
There's cameras in the toilets.
There's cameras in the toilets as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that take a little while to get used to the fact that, every single thing that you're doing in there, there's someone watching?
It's really weird. Like, every now and then you'd take 5 minutes and you'd think, oh, my gosh, this is so, this is so weird. But after that photo, you're not even thinking about it. You're just doing your everyday things in a really weird spot and mm-hmm. talking to people about things that you probably wouldn't regularly talk about and all that sort of thing. So you forget. You do forget.
I'm such a foodie. Who cooks for you, or how do you get your food, or do you cook?
The breakfasts.
The naked chef.
Yeah, we saw
I was sort of put my hand up for most of that, so that was good fun. But you do your own breakfast. They've got a catering team that comes on in. Pretty much we had chicken, rice and vegetables for lunch and
dinner the
whole time.
Is that because you're all on a health kick, or?
It was, the catering in Fiji wasn't the best. So we started off getting some, they were just bringing in the chef surprise. guys, and there was some you know, questionable looking things on some of the menus some days. So so we just went, you know what, just give us that chicken and rice, and we'll roll through.
Because we were
that.
Wondering,
there's a big snack drawer as well.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because I love my snacks.
Yep. So they started off with, they had, you know, three or four, you know, packs of biscuits and Oreos and lollies and you name it was in there. But then we started getting our rations cut down a little bit because we're all just emotionally eating.
Well, that's what I was
thinking. Becoming Flab Island. You should have seen it. We're all going wrong.
Because that's what I was thinking. You're stuck in a villa.
It's the best looking Flab Island I've ever seen.
You're getting like bored, and the thing that sort of, when you're bored, you eat, and if you don't have the food.
Oh, and your emotions are up and down and left and right, and you were just, I was eating a whole pack of Oreos a day and 20 cookie and, you know, 15 Weetabix at 3 a.m. and all this sort of stuff. I'd never do that usually. It was just unreal.
So are you guys working out every day in there as well?
Yeah, we would. If it looked like we were doing big workouts, they might have gone for 10 minutes because, again, you're really tired, you're emotional, it's hot, there's a few bits and pieces then, you're just not that motivated.
And 10 minutes is 10% of the show, so they show that for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you think they're working out all day.
It makes the highlight
reel. Are you allowed to leave the villa to go for a run?
You can't go for a run. You do get 2 days off, though, so you have
This is where I was going.
Yeah.
They're called dark days?
And then we have two dark days. On the dark days, though, you still are being filmed and you still have mics on.
Yeah.
But for, say, stuff like they took us to the gym a few times, like that was down the road, or get your hair cut, or the girls got their nails done and all that sort of thing. So
yes, I noticed nice nails, actually.
It was nice to have, like, time out, but at the same time, the 2 days off made you miss home way more, because when you're in the bubble, you're in the bubble.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about anything and except what's going on. And then as soon as you leave, you're going, oh my gosh, I miss home, I miss my fam, I miss being regular, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So I've heard about these dark days, and I made a little assumption just from kind of watching the show, and there's stuff that obviously happens between the cast members during these dark days, and then I'm guessing that the producers kind of ask you to reenact some of these things and make them happen.
Yeah, there was certain things, like Adam and Katya, actually, not that I was in there, but I was told they broke up on a dark day.
Yes.
And not sure if they told them on the dark day to go out and do their little talk, or if it was I'm not quite, because I wasn't in there, but so they redid that one. Because you've got mics on the whole time, they're always listening. So if you're, you know, if you're in bed, or, you know, they might wheel a TV out and you're watching a movie, and obviously you're talking to, you're in the bubble, you know, you're talking about stuff, and there's a producer that comes on in, or a runner that comes on in, and he's cutting all the chats down. So you go, oh, is that, you know, what are you talking about? And you have to stop and blah,
and
blah, blah.
So
yeah, they're on it. They're on it. They're real quick. They're really on it. Mm.
One of the guys that I wasn't really about and early on said, you know, I think he's kind of playing the game a little bit, was Owen. And obviously Owen had a relationship with Jesse before you kind of went in there. And I saw Jesse personally, I think she was a lot happier when she was with you and she kind of could see, looked like to be herself. What's the relationship like with the guys after you kind of like switch with a girl and now you've got the girl?
Because
in the real world, we get jealous. We get those things. In there, is it exactly the same as that?
Yeah, it's Owen was probably the only person in there that I didn't genuinely really get along with.
Perfect. made your job easy then. And good on you for doing
Mr.
that kiss
Steal your
as
girl.
Well.
Yeah, it was.
That was
It wasn't even like a particularly trying to be a sticky, stick it up him kind of thing.
Just happened,
you know,
to be.
That was actually just, you know, that's, I wanted to see where stuff with Jesse went, and I went for it. So, out of everyone in the villa, it's probably me and him that clashed the most, I would say. And the twins in him also didn't get on, and I was pretty close to the twins.
Really?
So there was actually a bit of a divide at one point with sort of Matt Owen on one side, myself and the twins, and sort of Adam was caught in the middle. He's pretty sort of...
He's just a nice guy.
He's really fun.
Funny
I've got
guy.
So much time for ads. He was really, really
he
good
for me. He
was
great to watch.
He was really, really good for me.
So last night in the show, they got given babies, all right? And I would have to say that most of them probably failed at looking after a child.
Yep.
Is there any... I would have to say that Anna and Josh would have to be the strongest couple right now.
Yeah.
For sure. I think they've been the strongest couple for a while. And again, I haven't actually watched that many of the episodes back to see what was on, but the whole time I was in there, they were, they were the
strongest.
They were the strongest. Yeah, they were really into each other. It's very real, and it just felt like a regular relationship with them. It was just, they're just hanging out, and it was just pretty.
And what do you think about Aaron and Cynthia?
I was really close with Cynthia, and she Yeah, but when I left, she was definitely the happiest that she's been the entire time that she's been in there.
She seems very sweet and innocent.
She is. Yeah, she is. And I think Aaron's getting a lot of you know, stick on bits and pieces for, you know, oh, is he just coupling up with her?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think so. Mm-hmm. I was pretty tight with him for the – he was only in there for – only a week before I left.
Yeah.
But he was really cool. Yeah.
See, that was my thought. Coming in, I was like, and I'm like the negative person that goes, that person's playing the game. And Aaron came in, and Cynthia was the only single original in there. So she had a little bit more, you know, say in who she could vote and whatnot. And he just happened to go for that one single girl. So I questioned it from the get go.
Yeah.
But are some of you guys in there questioning those things as well?
Yeah, you do. But again, it's the sort of thing that you can't be on 24 hours a day thinking about, okay, I've got to play it this way, I've got to play it that way. You just got to be you. And I think, you know, you definitely see that in episodes where things are put on with certain guys and girls, and you can all see it. Like, you all know, and we all know in there as well. So I think the biggest thing is you actually just have to be yourself, and as long as you're yourself in there.
Mm-hmm. And what about Matt and Cartier now that they're cupped up?
Yeah, weird one, because they were honestly like a brother sister when I was in there.
Yeah, it was so really weird.
When I heard that, I was like, because it was I was already out, but I was in Fiji still for 5 days before I actually came back.
Yeah, have a little vacation after the
kinda in a hotel room by yourself and you weren't allowed to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing insane for 5 days?
I watched TV.
Love Island.
That was pretty much. Yeah, I watched a couple episodes, but yeah, that was about it. So because obviously, like, there's a bit of a from when I did it, there was a couple of days off and there was some delayed time when they put the episode together. So it's usually only about 24 hours behind, usually. Yeah. But for mine, because it was an unexpected thing, it was a bit more rushing around and stuffing around to make it all work. But yeah,
they couldn't have you being seen in the streets of Perth and all of a sudden, like, wait a sec.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right. And it is like I said, it's almost bang on live. Like, I don't know how they chop up and make an episode as quickly as they do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're working hard, those producers.
The amount of stuff that is just going on in a day that they pick their bits and pieces out and make it. I don't know how they do it. It's pretty phenomenal, actually.
So Matt and Cartier, do you think they have a chance outside of the villa, you know, because of the relationship they had before as brother and sister, as people say, and then just getting thrown into, like, well, we kind of need to couple up, really.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I've got as much of an idea about it now as you guys watching. Because honestly, I'm not in there, and I don't know what's going on.
I think as soon as they leave the villa, it's done.
Yeah, I've got no idea. It was weird when I heard about it, but I mean, when I've seen, you know, a couple of the episodes and bits and pieces with them together.
Yeah, last night.
I mean, they look like they're enjoying each other's company and everything. Yeah. So I don't think there's anything to sort of, you know, rave on about that too much. But again, I'm not in there, so I'm not sure, and I wouldn't like to say anything.
Now that you're out and you're looking back at everyone that's in there, who do you see that you should have coupled up with from the beginning? Would that be Jesse?
No difference. And I think if I knew what happened with sort of Maurice when he first walked in and showed you, I probably would have chosen Jesse and stole her off him to start off with. But apart from that, I've got absolutely no regrets in terms of anything that happened in my whole experience in there. I think it all, again, very much happened for a reason, and it was just me in there just doing doing me how I'd regularly do it, and yeah, no regrets about any of it.
Cool. We know the two big sponsors, Tradie Underwear and then Heineken 00, alcohol in there.
We wanted to know, is it fake alcohol, like when you guys are having wine and...
No, well, you get one drink,
is
two
it rationed?
If you're really lucky. I'm talking if you're really lucky on a night, we might get two drinks. But
That's it.
And it's so hot there as well. Was it hot?
Yeah, and they're very, very long nights. Like, you know, you're working till 3 a.m., 5 a.m. each morning. Yeah, you don't go to bed till 3 or between 3 and 5, and you're chatting the whole time. So,
they force you to be up so that there's making more content, obviously.
You're allowed to go to bed once everybody's done their final beach hut for the night, and those beach huts at night take 25
minutes. Is this when they go in and talk to the camera?
In the room where you sit on the thing and they got the pictures in the background? Yeah, that's the best room in the whole house, by the way.
Oh, by yourself without anyone else around you?
And the lady that's talking to her name's Alex, the voice of an absolute angel. I had to get her on radio. She is beautiful. And she's always on your side.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter what's going on, she's always on
your
side.
She's a good producer.
She makes you feel good.
She's like a psychiatrist or something in there.
I don't know what she was, but she was great. She was so good. And all the boys wanted to couple up with her. It was so
funny.
It was so funny. It was hilarious.
Well, I can't believe that you only allowed to, like, you would think that they would they would introduce more alcohol to get you to do more crazy
even on
things.
The dates, it seemed like that's when I noticed.
On the dates, they got a bottle of whatever and they could actually, you know, have two or three drinks each.
That's why someone loves going on dates is because there's more alcohol.
I didn't get to go on a single date while I was in there. I couldn't believe it. And I love dates. Like, that is like, I love
going on a date. Well, at least you weren't complaining like mad about it. I think the producers gave him a date just because he was complaining so much about not having one.
He seriously complained. Yeah, he could really complain. It was, he thought it was just the Matt show. And everybody else was a supporting act the whole time, I think. But
so we go into tonight with four couples now.
Yep.
Who's your money on to take it out in the end?
I think it's Josh and Anna, definitely. Yeah. Yep. Like I said, the whole time that I was in there, they seemed the most solid. They're both great people. I'm really, really close with Josh and Luke. I really hope that they take it out because I think they deserve it. They've been the most solid over a long period of time as well. And it's tough in there. Like a day,
and they
it was
both
like
seem
4 days.
Cool.
So, you know, they've been together significantly longer than everybody else in there.
Mm. Man, we appreciate you just stopping in for
the catch-up. First guest.
Cool. And now we'll hopefully be able to get someone else from the Love Island when they get kicked out.
Absolutely. Yeah, done.
Cheers, mate. This is Love Island catch-up. We'll check it out. Hi,